If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Nuno's out. Ange is in. What's going on at Forest?
It's been inevitable that this parting of the ways was going to happen since his pre-Palace presser, where he said that the relationship with Marinakis wasn't as strong as it was and that there was no smoke without fire.
Maurizio Pochettino was supposed to revive the US men's national team. How's that going?
There are so many deep-rooted issues within the federation, and Pochettino is certainly not holding up his end of the bargain either.
And how close did Italy come to blowing another World Cup?
Tonali, pallone tagliato in mezzo! Oh!
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh and welcome to Route 1. It's football, fast, no faff. It's stories from all over the world. Let's go Route 1. Nuno Espirito Santo is gone. Sacked by Nottingham Forest late last night, and his replacement has already been announced. It's former Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou. Poor Nuno. Cut down in his prime, some would say. Some, but not all. A few particularly mean-spirited people have pointed out that Forest won only two of their last eight games last season as they tumbled out of the Champions League places. Now this, allied to his recent criticism of capricious owner Evangelos Marinakis and that 3-0 home walloping to West Ham, maybe explains the decision. Maybe, but still. Given that Forest finished 17th the season before, the fact that they were even in the Champions League conversation is extraordinary. Poor old Nuno would probably be fine if he just kept his head down and delivered a steady 12th place finish instead. So what happened over there? Was there a clash with sporting director Edu? Did Marinakis just wake up grumpy? And is Postecoglou the man for the job? Matt Davis-Adams?
There certainly was a clash with Edu, and that seems to have been the straw that broke the camel's back for Nuno. I think Evangelos Marinakis woke up grumpy, but because of what Nuno had been saying in the press for the last couple of weeks, it's been inevitable that this parting of the ways was going to happen since his pre-Palace presser, where he said that the relationship with Marinakis wasn't as strong as it was and that there was no smoke without fire. It's desperately sad that it's ended like this for Nuno, but I was at the West Ham game before the international break and Forrest were horrible in that, and it felt like that the consequence was always going to be that he left sooner rather than later. So I'm actually pretty pleased that they've ripped the band-aid off so quickly rather than leaving him in post to lose a few games and then it all turning a bit sour. This way, he gets to leave with his status as one of Forest's best managers for the last 30 years, very much assured in the minds of supporters. Whether Ange Postecoglou is the answer, I'm not so sure. I mean, he did just win the Europa League, mind you. And if you can do that again for the second season in a row, then it'll be a shrewd move by Forest. But for now, thank you, Nuno, and good luck with whatever you do next.
Matt Davis-Adams is hosting the Athletic FC podcast today. Check that out. There's a link in the episode description. The recruitment of Maurizio Pochettino was supposed to be a coup for the US men's national team. $6 million a year, he really ought to be. Only Carlo Ancelotti and Thomas Tuchel earn more than that at international level. But a year into his reign, Poch is struggling. With just one draw in his 19 games in charge, his results can broadly be divided into two categories. Wins against nations ranked outside FIFA's top 30, and defeats against nations inside FIFA's top 30. In terms of the latter category, Saturday's 2-0 defeat to South Korea was their seventh such loss in a row. So will Poch come good, or will his appointment prove to be a costly misstep for the States? Let's turn to our old friend Mike Zimmerman, formerly of The Athletic. What do you make of it, Mike?
Well, Ian, Pochettino's stock is certainly trending downward after that 2-0 loss to South Korea. And not only is it the poor results that have been shocking, but his comments and reactions seem to be taking the United States fans for fools, pretty much, saying we need to be positive and criticism is damaging the players. And it just seems to be a shield for the regression we've seen on the field. You know, the lack of competitive World Cup qualifying matches leading up to next summer's tournament may actually have damaged the progress the Federation had hoped for. Every international break, Pochettino has selected experimental squads with changes throughout, and there hasn't been any continuity to build upon. You know, tactics, talent identification, neither have been a building block. You know, another thing that doesn't help is the rift between manager and Christian Pulisic. Last March, Pulisic waved off Pochettino's attempt to sub him out of the CONCACAF Nations League third place game. And more recently, Pulisic opted out of the Gold Cup in the summer. The statement from the Federation was one of mutual agreement, but reading between the lines, it seems that it was all decided by the player. Now, Pochettino and Pulisic don't have to be the best of friends by any stretch, but there needs to be at least some shared respect. Pochettino was brought in because of his European pedigree, thinking he'd raise the standards of US soccer. Now, I can't pinpoint all the blame on him. That would be unfair. But there are so many deep-rooted issues within the Federation, and Pochettino is certainly not holding up his end of the bargain either. And that $6 million per year hasn't been earned so far. And frankly, the only way it will be earned is if, at the very least, the US makes it out of the group in the 2026 World Cup. But let's be honest, pretty much everyone will advance out of the group in the expanded format, so maybe that might not be a fair barometer of success.
Mike Zimmerman is a video host with Collider. Check out the link in the episode description. He's gone from producing and appearing on the Daily Football Briefing to interviewing Nick Offerman. Nice moves, Mike. Lots of football results to get through, and you know what that means. Producer Helena, bring the guitars. A shock result in Group B last night where Sweden were beaten 2-0 by Kosovo. Alexander Isak played the last 18 minutes of that, but he was unable to turn the tide. That result leaves Sweden third, but with three home games remaining, they should be fine. John Dahl Tomasson's side face Switzerland next, though, and they look very good. They beat Slovenia 3-0 last night on the back of Friday's 4-0 win over the aforementioned Kosovans. A massive result for Scotland in Group C. They beat Belarus 2-0. Denmark thrashed Greece 3-0. A goal there for one Rasmus Højlund. That group's very tight indeed. But if Scotland can get the better of Greece home and away, they should be in for a playoff place at the very least. That's a big old if, though. Game of the night was in Group I. We did say that Italy were less than certain of qualification for what would be their first World Cup in 16 years. They nearly blew it last night, going behind to Israel, then leading 4-2, then being pegged back to 4-4, and then Sandro Tonali scored an injury time to save the day. was far calmer in Group L, where Croatia beat Montenegro 4-0 and the Faroe Islands moved to within 3 points of their best ever World Cup qualifying total, beating Gibraltar 1-0. There are still 5 games to go for them to break that record, though. Manchester City and the Premier League have come to an agreement. But if you are hoping this refers to the citizens' 115 charges, keep hoping. This relates to City's challenge of the Premier League's associated party transaction rules, which were hastily brought in following the Saudi Public Investment Fund's takeover of Newcastle. I know. What's the too long didn't read version? Get ready to sigh. The APT rules will remain in place, but City will now be able to upgrade their potential $400 million sponsorship deal with Etihad to something closer to $1 billion. And there's that sigh. Bayer Leverkusen's Xabi Alonso succession plan, appoint Erik ten Hag, sell half the first team, did not, would you believe it, work out very well at all. But ten Hag's 8 weeks are over and Leverkusen have appointed Kasper Holmund. You remember him. He had Denmark within a Raheem Sterling dive of a semi-final penalty shootout in the Euros. Mind you, Holmund only lasted 24 games in his previous Bundesliga stint when he replaced Thomas Tuchel at Mainz, and he's hardly been in demand of late. Either way, this one has to work. Leverkusen have already undone much of Alonso's good work. They can't let that slide any further. Athletic Club centre-back Yerry Alvarez has been banned for 10 months for taking a banned substance. Alvarez claimed he mistakenly ingested canrinone when taking a preventative medication he's used to treat alopecia ever since his testicular cancer diagnosis in 2016. Now, UEFA did accept Alvarez's explanation, but nevertheless found him guilty of a non-intentional anti-doping rule violation. They did at least backdate the suspension to June, though, meaning Alvarez will be able to train from February and play again in April. And Fernando Santos, who led Portugal to their European Championship victory in 2016, has resigned as Azerbaijan boss after failing to win any of his 11 games in charge. 0-0 draws with Estonia and Latvia were the only high points, while Saturday's 5-0 hammering in Iceland was rightly deemed the time to call it quits. But if he had to do the same again, he would, my friend. Fernando. It's the final set of European World Cup qualifiers tonight for this international break, at least. The next one begins in October. In Group D, we've got France against Iceland. Both of those teams won their opening game. And we've got managerless Azerbaijan against Ukraine. Both of those teams lost their opening game. Portugal travelled to Hungary in the big one in Group F. Portugal went goal crazy against Armenia last week. Ireland will hope to do the same because they really need a win here or the playoffs will be out of sight already. It's a big night for Bosnia in Group H. They face Ralf Rangnick's Austria and a win would see them go 6 points clear and close to what would be only their second World Cup appearance ever. Romania are playing catch-up in that group. They really need to beat Cyprus. Just the one game in Group I tonight should be a straightforward one. Norway, with their 100% record, face Moldova with their 0% record. Norway could go 5 from 5 here as they seek to return to the World Cup after a 28-year absence. Boy, are we going to learn a lot about Thomas Tuchel's England tonight in Group K. They go to Serbia, and they haven't yet shown anything to suggest they can handle something like that. They've been efficient without really ever looking any good. 3 points here would certainly ease the grumbles, but Serbia are a very decent team. Elsewhere, Albania play Latvia. There are loads of other games around the world. The US against Japan, of course, a race between Venezuela and Bolivia for a playoff place. Steve McLaren's Jamaica versus Dwight York's Trinidad and Tobago. We're just living in someone else's football manager save now. Oh, and a crunch game in the CAF qualifiers too between Nigeria and South Africa. There's some controversy around that one. Find out more on our website. Find the link in the episode description. The England game is on ITV. You can also catch Wales versus Canada, by the way, on BBC One. That's a friendly, obviously. There are Amazon Prime pay-per-view slots for France, Iceland and Hungary, Portugal, and the African qualifiers are on FIFA Plus. That was Route 1. It was football fast, no faff. And if you enjoyed it, please give it a like, give it a subscribe, tell someone about it. We are an independent production and by thunder, we need all the help we can get. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your audio producer was Helena Fremantle. Your video editor was Dean Thrussell. Yeah, we're on YouTube. Chris Smith was in the writer's room. Lola Katz-Roberts was on website and social. The team's getting bigger. We'll all be back tomorrow.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.